Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Beis. We left off, or Elisha left off, and daf Samach Aleph and Beis, 6 lines from the end of the page at Maskifla Rav Ashi. Today's shiur is sponsored, many sponsors today, Baruch Hashem, by Dr. David Lander, anonymous wife and children, also anonymously the Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, also by the outdoor minion in Woodmere, known as the Church Avenue, minion Le'ili Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh, Ben Chaim Tuvia Levi, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak, Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alav Shalman, for Refuah Shleima, Tefeka Peril, Bas Tevara Rivka. Also by David Hamm, in honor of his wife Margie, whose birthday was Sunday. Also by Isaac Gallendauer, Le'ili Nishmas, his father, Imra Gallendauer, Avram Ben Yonatan Yehuda, Alav Shalom, whose yard site was yesterday. Also Le'ili Nishmas, Rav Eliezer Ben Rav Bunim Tzemach, Rabbi Eliezer Silver, Alav Shalom, whose yard site is today. Is that the Rav Eliezer Silver? I know, got to check. Also, to commemorate the Shloshim of Joan Sean Bortnik, Etta Bas Avra Moshe, Alav Shalom, by Theodora and Mordechai Kramer, who dedicated their Daf Yomi learning to her memory and appreciation of our shiur for the Daf over this past year in Brookline, Massachusetts, including the completion of 3 amazing Masechtas. Continued Atzlacha with the learning, and Shvi Aliyas Neshama for all of those precious Neshamos. So we left off again on Daf Samech Aleph and Beis. Oh, also, I want to thank my dear friend and Talmud, Donnie Ross, who gave me his office space to be able to say the Daf Yomi Shir here in Aventura, in Hollywood, Florida, and woke up at 6 a.m. in order to be able to let me in and to set me up with the Wi-Fi. So special Hakaras HaTov for that. So we are right in the middle of a discussion on Samech Aleph Amud Beis. If you recall from yesterday, the Gemara had quoted that Shachtu Lemolin Al Menashe Yischapru Bo Arelim Bezrika, that if a person Shachtu the Karban Pesach so that it should be eaten by people who have a bris, but he wanted the Zrika to count for people who were Arelim, who don't have a Mila, to fulfill their mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So there's a Machloka Samarayim whether such a Karban is kosher or pasul. Rav Chista Amar pasul. Rav Chista said it's pasul because Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bezrika, Shechting with the Kavana to do the Zrika for Arelim will ruin the Karban. But Rabba Amar kosher. Rabba says it's kosher because as long as it was shechted for people with a mila, ein machsheves arelim bezrika. I'm not so worried about the intent to do zrika for people who don't have a mila. So yesterday we saw that the Gemara explains that both Rabba and Rav Chista based their opinions on a brisa. The brisa discusses whether having an arel as part of a group would ruin the karban for the rest of the group as well. The word zos, said in the context of an isser of an arel, teaches that we treat a case when part of a group are Arelim, that it's still kosher. So Rabba understands that whereas having part of the people being Arelim doesn't ruin the Shechita, but having the entire group being Arelim would ruin the Shechita. But when it comes to Zrika, Rabba said, Afilu kula arlanami lo pasla. Even having the entirety of the group being Arelim wouldn't make it possible if the Machshava was to do Zrika for an entire group of Arelim. And we treat Zrika more leniently than Shechita because they you don't need to have kavan on behalf of the people can eat it during the zrika. Whereas Rav Chista understood that the zrika of Arelim is different than the shechita for Arelim in the opposite direction. By shechita, only if the entire group are Arelim, it's pasul. When it comes to zrika, though, afilu miktsasanami pasla. Even having a minority of the group being Arelim makes it pasul. We treat zrika more stringently than shechita. Why? The status of pigul is only affected at the time of the zrika. So that's how we explain the machlokas, Rabba and Rav Chista. So first we're going to present a different interpretation, we're going to question that, present a different interpretation of that machlokas. Then the Gemara is going to revisit the brisa from the previous daf that discusses problems of tumma, and we're going to try to identify which tumma issues the brisa is dealing with. Then the daf is going to conclude with a story that teaches us about about the Sefer Yuchsin, and it's going to demonstrate four differences between the Psul of Shalol Lishma and the Psul of Shalol Lishem Ochlin. So let's begin. So Maskev Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asks on this pshat in the Machlokas, on this explanation in the Machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Chista, that based on the pasuk V'kol Arel, we learn that Miktsas Arla doesn't pasul only if everybody's an Arel apostles. Mimaydai V'kol Arel Kulamashma. How do you know V'kol Arel means everybody's an Arel? Duma Hai V'kol Arel Mashma Kol Dehu Arla. Maybe V'kol Arel means anybody who's an Arel, that as long as anybody in the group is an Arel, then it's going to be a problem. So Kas Rachmana Zos Adika Kula Arla Lo Pasla. That's why the pasuk says Zos, to tell me that no, until you have Kula Arla, it's not going to pasul. The word Zos is a miyut, that the carbon only becomes pasul when you have machshava purely for Arelim. But if you have Miktsas machshava L'shem Arelim, the Arel's not going to pasul the rest of the members of the Chabura. So the Brisa could be understood that the Tana is responding to the question. So Lo Shem B'Shchita, Lo Shem B'Zrika. It doesn't make a difference whether it was Shchita or Zrika. By both of them, Kula Arla Pasla, Miktsasa Eino Pasla. So the Gemara rejects this first explanation of the Machlokas because it relies on the assumption that V'Kol Arel teaches about intending only for Arelim. But maybe V'Kol Arel really implies Koldu Arel, even partially for an Arel. And the word Zos would then teach that both by Shchita and by Zrika, it's only going to be possible if it's done exclusively for Arelim. So the whole assumption of the way we explain the Machlokas Rabbi and Rav Chista is that there's a distinction to be made between Shchita and Zrika, but maybe not. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, let's move on then to a different explanation of this Machlokas. Ella Amar Rav Ashi, Rabbi and Rav Chista do not disagree that there's a machshavas arelim bezrika, and therefore, if the menuyim on the Pesach were both a group of arelim and molim, were people with a mila and without a mila, and you shecht for the people with a mila, al menas that only the arelim are gonna be covered by the zrika, then it's possible according to everybody. No, the case is you shecht the karm Pesach so that arelim could achieve a kapara, but arelim that are not menuyim al Pesach. Arelim that are not even part of the group of the Karm Pesach. For Rav Chista, for Rabba, for High Kroka Mifugi. And what they're arguing about is Din of Shinoi Bailam over here that's derived from the following pasuk. V'nirtzu lo l'chaper alav, and we darshan alav v'lo al chavero. That a carbon is only miratze if it's for the bala carbon, but not for some other person. So if you shecht your Karm Pesach with the intention of being zorek dam for people who are not even registered on the carbon, that's possible because of Shinoi Bailim. So now, here's the, not everyone agrees. Both Rabbi and Rav Chista agree. You're shechting your carbon for people who are not to be zorik the dam for people who are not registered on the carbon. That's a Shinoi Bailim. That's terrible. That's going to pasul. But what about if they are Arelim? So what would be the din if you have in mind that you're going to be zorik the dam for people who are not registered on the carbon, who are also Arelim? Would that also be considered Shinoi Bailim? Because maybe you could say, ironically, the fact that they're Arelim makes it better, because they're not even Baba Cheshbon, they're not even people who could be brought into the Parsha of this carbon. Shinoi Bailim means that I'm shechting for someone who's not registered on the carbon, but could have been registered on the carbon. But if I'm shechting for people who are not registered and are Arelim, they weren't even eligible to be registered on the carbon. So Rabba Safar Chaveru Dum Yadidei, that when we say that a Shinoi Bailim is a problem, that's only if the others that you're having in mind are similar to you, in the sense that you're able to be registered on the Karban. So Mahu Debar Kapara, just like the Bala Karban has to be someone who's a Bal Kapara, who's Ra'ui for Kapara, Av Chavero Debar Kapara. So do the others have to be a Bar Kapara? La Fuke Hay Arel Delav Bar Kaparuhu. So that excludes an Arel who is not a Bar Kapara, because he can't be, he's not Roy for any Pesach. Rav Chista Savar, Hai Arul Nami, Kevin de Bar Chiyuvahu, Bar Kaparuhu. Hold the boy Misake Nafshe. What do you mean? An Arul is a Bar Kapara. All he's got to do is get himself a Bris Mila. So since he has the ability, this is an application of the principle, which we're going to talk about in a second, of Hoil, that Rav Chista is willing to say, I understand that right now this Arul is unable to bring the Karban Pesach, but he always has the ability to get him himself a bris mila, and since he could do that, if you shech the carbon pesach al menas to be zorek l'shem an orel, that is a shinoi bailim. And if it is a shinoi bailim, then that's in fact going to pasul the entire carbon. So that's the second explanation of this machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chista. So now the Gemara says, whoa! According to that explanation, what they're really arguing about is whether we apply the principle of Hoil, that since something can happen, we view it as if it does happen. So says Gemara, Umiyisad Rav Chista Hoil. Is Rav Chista the one that holds of the principle of Hoil, and anything that could be, we view as if it has been done? So an Arel could be a Bar Kapara, and therefore we view him as if he already is a Bar Kapara. Va'itmar, but don't we learn in a different context? Ha'ofim Yom Tov L'chol, if a person bakes, or cooks for that matter, on Yom Tov, for the sake of a weekday, he already finishes Sudas Yom Tov, he has no need for food anymore, his eating day is over, and there's no need, he doesn't need any bread anymore, but he's baking anyway, clearly because he wants to use that bread for a weekday. So Rav Chista Amar Loker, Rav Chista says he's Chayv Malkus, because you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook and bake? No, that's only Litzorach Ochel Nefesh. Otherwise you have a regular Isser Malacha, so he's going to be Chayv Malkus. Rabba Amar Eino Loker, and Rabba says he's not Chayv Malkus. Rabba Amar Eino Loker, Amrin and Hoil. Rabba says you're not Chayv Malkus because we apply the principle of Holi Meklai Le'orchim Chazilei, that you're not going to get Malkus because who says that this is for a weekday? You're baking, and you're not hungry, and no one in your family is hungry, and it doesn't seem like you're going to eat this bread. Never know. Could be an army of guests are going to show up out of nowhere, and then you're going to want to eat this bread. So, holy, Meklai Yorchim Chazilei, Hashtanami Chazilei. So we say it's roi for you now as well, the lolaki, and therefore it's as if you're baking, Litzorich Yom Tov, because we apply the principle of Hawil. But that was Rabba. And Rav Chista Amar Loke, Lo Aminan Hawil. Rav Chista says, no, we don't come up with this idea of Hoil, that maybe the guests will come, and that, no, we don't have a principle of Hoil. So you see that, according to Rabba, we say Hoil, according to Rav Chista, we don't say Hoil. Whereas the explanation of the Machlokas, Rabba and Rav Chista, that we gave over here, about Shechting the Karban Pesach, Al Manas to be Zorik, the Dam for Arelim, assume the opposite. So it says, Mar Bishlam, ad Rabba lo kasha. I understand very well, you don't really have a stira in Rabba about, between the case of the Arel, where we don't say Hoil, versus Rabba in the case of baking on Yom Tov, where we do say Hoil, because Hacha Mechusar Maisa, by the Arel, it's not just something that might happen, it's something that he would have to do. A Mila is a significant action. So there, Rabba's not going to say Hoil. He's not going to say, oh, since it could be. It's not going to happen on its own, it's something that he would have to do. So, but Hacha Mechusar Maisa, but when it comes to baking on Yom Tov, in order for the bread to be ra'ui, you don't have to do anything. Guests just have to show up. People have to come. So I understand that he'll say hoil in such a case. El Rav Chista, Rav Chista kasha, but Rav Chista, you actually have a stira, because when you bake on Yom Tov, you're not mechusar maisa, and nevertheless, he does not hold the hoil, even when the hoil is easy, when it's just a matter of it happening on its own, he doesn't hold the hoil. Kal v'chomer, when the hoil involves actually giving yourself a bris mila, which is a significant maisa, he shouldn't hold the hoil, so why does he hold the hoil when it comes to the RL? Say, Ad Sigmar Amri, ki lesed Rav Chista hoil, when do we say Rav Chista does not hold the hoil? That's Lekula. That's only if Hoil is coming to be Mekil. You're baking on Yom Tov. If you say Hoil, that it's Holvi Meklai Archim Chazilei, so then we're going to be Mekil, and we're going to say that you're Pater from Malchus. So that's what Rav Chista says. We can't be Mekil. So, but Lechumra Islei. But when it comes to Lechumra, you have Machshava to be Zorik the Pesach L'Shem Orel, who's not a Manui in the Karban, where we would be Dan Lahachmir, we'd passel the Karban Pesach, and we'd say that it's Shinoi Bailim, and now you're going to have to bring a new Karban Pesach, because the Arel is considered a Bar Kapara, so he's considered a real Shinoi Bailim. So Islay, in such a case where Hoil is going to lead you down a path L'chumra, then Rav Chista will hold of the concept of Hoil. So now just a quick comment on this concept of Hoil. Rav Yosef Engel has a fascinating point in Asvan D'Araisa in Simon Chafei. He points out that the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabba and Rav Chista is whether by Yisuri Shabbos and Yom Tov we follow the Etzem Hamaisa or the Machshava, meaning what's the more critical factor, the action or the thought? Rav Chista holds, you go with the machshava. So since you had a machshava letzorech chol, and not letzorech any guests who might show up, you get malchus. Meaning if you were to really ask the guy, honest to goodness, give him truth serum, what are you really baking this for? Of course he's baking it for the week. He's not expecting an army of guests to show up. That's his real machshava. Oh, could be that an army of guests will show up. Yeah, could be, but that's not what his machshava is. Whereas Rabbah says, you follow the maisa. And since looking at this maisa itself, it's not so pashut that it's for a weekday. Guests can show up, and this maisa of baking might be for the guests. So therefore, he's not going to get malchus. So he points out, as only Rav Yosef Engel could, that you find many places where Rabbah is the one that follows the maisa and not the machshava. Where do you find such a thing? Someone is menachish asavim ra'im from the someone is weeding his field in order that the good growth should have room to grow properly, or he's watering the zra'im, where you have machlokas Rabbah and Rav Yosef whether he's chayiv mishum choresh or mishum zoreya. And Tosos explains that the nekudas machlokas is that Rav Yosef follows the machshava. He's trying to cause peros to grow better, so he's chayiv mishum noteya. But Rabbah says, but what are you doing? You're pulling things out. You're not putting things in. You're pulling things out. And therefore, you don't follow the machshava, you follow the maisa. The pu'ula that he's doing is a pu'ula that weakens the ground like choresh, because you're pulling things out of the ground. And therefore, it's choresh. And that's one example. You also have in Maseches Menachos, a machlokas between Rabbah and Rabbah. Someone spreads out a trap in order to trap fish, a net in order to trap fish, and he has and what he catches are, much to his surprise, are fish and a baby. He turns into a hero. He just went fishing for the day. He puts out a net to catch a fish, and he saves a baby. He pulls in a fish and a baby. Where Rabbah says he's potter, even though his kavana was for Isser, but look, he saved a life. The maisa that he did was he pulled the baby out of there. Fantastic. So you see that the maisa that he did was mutter because he saved the tinok, whereas Rava says he's chayiv because we follow the machshava, and his machshava was for dvar iser. So you see that there's this running thread throughout Shas, says Rav Yosef Engel, something only Rav Yosef Engel would know, that Rabbah that would notice that Rabbah holds that we follow the maisa versus the machshava, and that's really what the principle of Hoil is all about. A fascinating ha'ara from Rav Yosef Engel. Okay, so now says the Gemara Vayter. We had quoted a brisa earlier on yesterday's daf in the back and forth discussion about Miktsas Arla, where the Tana wanted to compare Arla to Tuma. That just like Miktsas Tuma doesn't passel, so too Miktsas Arla doesn't passel. So now the Gemara says, well, what does Miktsas Tuma mean? What kind of partial Tuma are we talking about? So Amalei Merzuch Bredi Rav Mari L'Ravina, Katani Hoel V'Arla Poseles, V'Tuma Poseles. We said in the Brisa yesterday that since Arla passels Karban Pesach, and Tuma passels Karban Pesach, Ma Tuma Loas of a Miktsas Tuma Kekol Tuma, Avar Loas of Miktsas Arla Kekol Arla. Just like by Tuma, we don't treat Miktsas Tuma like Kol Tuma, so too we don't treat Miktsas Arla like Kol Arla. So says Mar, Hai Tuma Hechidami. What do you mean? What kind of Tuma are we talking about? Ilema Betumas Gavri, if we're talking about the people who are the registered participants on the Karban Pesach, and we're saying that we don't treat Miktsas Tuma Kekol Tuma, Umay Loas of a Miktsas Tuma Kekol Tuma, Di Ika Arba'a of a chamisha gavri tamein, that means to be telling me that if there are four or five men that are tamei, varba of a chamisha gavri tahorin, and four or five that are tahor, and you shech the karm pesach for the whole minion of them, right? You have five guys that are tamei, five guys that are tahor, you shech the karm pesach for all them, lo pasilu tamein le tahorin. The fact that you're having machshava for the tamein will not be ma'akev the kashrus of the karban for those who are tahor, and they're still able to be yotze their chiyuv. So the Tana wants to learn from there that the same is true with the mitzvah Arla, that if you shech for a group of people that half of them are Arelim and half of them are Molim, so then the Pesach is not going to become puzzle. The problem is, why do I need to learn Arla from Tuma if that's the case? Gabriel Nami, Halo Pasli, Ditznan, Lamolin Larelim Kasher. Why is the halacha of Tuma, if that's what the halacha of Tuma is, why is it any more obvious than the halacha of Arla. They're the same halacha. That you have a group of 10 people, half of them are ra'ui, half of them are not ra'ui, so it's still going to be a kosher korban. Why is it that by tuma, oh, that we didn't question, we knew that for sure. So we were so sure about it, we were able to use it as a raya. But when it comes to arla, we needed to learn from tuma. Ella, so says Gemara, no, we're misunderstanding the case of Mitzvahs Tumah. Bitumas Basar, no, we're talking about the Basar of the Karban Pesach became Tameh. Not the people, not the owners of the Karban Pesach, not the registrants on the Karban Pesach. The Basar, the actual flesh of the Karban Pesach is Tameh. Umay loss of a Mitzvahs Tumah kakultuma, what does it mean that we don't treat Mitzvahs Tumah like kultuma? Dilu it michad me evarim, if the, one of the evarim of the Karban would become Tameh and it's not still attached to the other evarim, Haide itmi sarfin alay, whichever aver became tame, we burn. And the rest of the carbon you'd be allowed to eat. And we don't say, oh no, since part of it became tame, the whole thing is going to become tame. So that din of Mitzvahs Tumah was pashut. The Tana was sure that that's true. And therefore, the Tana says, we can learn from that din that who did that the same would be true by a Mitzvahs Machsheves Orla, that it's not going to passel the entire Zevach. So it says, B'mayu kimta betumas basar. Wait a second. So Mitzvahs Tumah means not people, it means meat. Ema Seifa, but then you go on and you read the Seifa of the Braisa, that after we tried to reject this limud of Arla from Tumah, we said that if you're going to learn Arla from Machsheves, maybe you should learn Arla from Pigel, not from Tumah, which passels even b'miktsas. So then we said, no, we'd rather learn Arla from Tumah rather than learning Arla from Pigel, because we said, done in Davar She'ena Noig, b'kol hazvachim, mi Davar She'ena Noig, b'kol hazvachim. I'd rather learn Arla, which doesn't apply to every Zevach, an Arel is not possible for every carbon, from something else that doesn't apply to every zevach. And tumah is not a problem by every carbon. But don't tell me about pigle. Pigle applies to every carbon. So the better comparison, we said yesterday, is between arla and tumah, because at least those are not universal to every carbon. Pigle is universal to every carbon. But wait a second, if tumah means tumas basar, is that not universal to every carbon? Umay tumah. Inema tumas basar, amayinu noig b'kolas vach. If we're talking about tumas basar, how can you say it's not knowing by every carbon? Ela pshita b'tumas gavri. No, it must be that we're talking about the tumah of the people, not the tumah of the meat. Umayinu noig b'kolas vach. What does it mean it's not knowing b'kolas vach? Dila b'kolas vach maro l'tameh, mishalchan carbon osayin. By all other carbonos, a person who's an aril, a person who's tamei, not allowed to go into the azara, but they could send a shliach, they could have other people be makrav their carbon for them, so they can't eat from the carbon, but the achila from the carbon is not ma'akev by every other carbon. But by the carbon pesach, the primary mitzvah by the carbon pesach is not only to be makrav it, but to eat it. And the pasuk says this week's parsha, ish lefi achlo, right? So since the tamei and the aril are not able to eat from it, you can't be makriv for them. So Marzutra finishes off his kasha. Reisha betumas basar, v'seifa betumas gavri. So you mean to tell me that within the same braisa, when we refer to tumah in one line, it's talking about the tumah of the meat of the karban, and then the very next line, it's talking about the tumah of the people associated with the karban? I'm like, in shame tumah kaparif. Yeah, it's exactly what it's saying. In the Reisha, we wanted to learn the din of Arla from Tumas Basar, and in the Seifa, when we're explaining why Arla and Tumah are a better match to learn from each other than Arla and Pigel, we say because the notion of Tumah, the concept of Tumah, does not apply, as it applies by Karban Pesach, does not apply universally to other Karbanos. While it's true, Tumas Basar does apply to other Karbanos, but the Tumas Gavri does not apply to other Karbanos. So in fact, that's exactly what the Bryce is doing. V'yibayisema, seifanami b'tumas basar. Or it could be even the safest talking about tumas basar. When we say that tumah does not apply to other karbanos, maybe it is talking about the tumah of the meat. Umay eino noig b'kol hazvachim. What do we mean when we say it's not noig b'kol hazvachim? Dilu b'kol hazvachim, because any other karban that becomes tameh before the zrika, bein shenit mechelev u'basar kayim, bein shenit mebasar v'chelev kayim, zorik es adam. As long as you have one that's intact, either the chelev or the basar, you can still do the zrika. If all of the chelev became tameh and the basar basar is still tahar, you could do the zrika. If all of the basar became tamei and the chelev is still tahar, you could do the zrika. Because you only need one or the other, you don't need both in order to do the zrika. So v'ilu b'pesach, whereas by karban pesach, that's not so. Nitma chelev u'basar kayim zorika sadar. If the basar is still intact, the basar is still tahar, yes, then you can do the zrika. But nitma basa the chelev kayam eno zarek esadam. But if you only have the chelev that's kayam, but the basar is tameh, then you're not going to be allowed to be zarek the dam. Why? And all of this talks to that point that we're going to highlight a lot. We have highlighted a lot, and that is that Karban Pesach is fundamentally different than every other Karban. Karban Pesach has, every Karban has a din that you're not allowed to not eat it, meaning you're not allowed to keep it as nosar. But there's not necessarily a mitzvah dafka to eat it. By Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah's achila. Nafkamina, let's say you have a whole bunch of people that want to split a karban, and it's so many people that everybody's going to eat less than the kazayas. Is that okay? So strictly speaking, by other karbanos, perfectly fine. As long as you don't have nosar, as long as you don't have any uneaten portions of it. But no one did a maisa achila, no one ate. It's fine. You don't need to do a maisa achila. Karban Pesach, you must have a maisa achila. A person has to actually eat from a Karban Pesach. That's the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So because achila plays such a critical role in Karban Pesach, if the basar becomes tameh, the whole karban's not worth it, because no one's going to be able to eat that basar, even though the chelev is still kayim. By other karbanos, no, as long as you're able to burn the chalavim on the mizbeach, so then it's fine, even if the basar is going to be tameh. That's a critical idea relating to Karban Pesach, that the achila, that the achila is, that's what the Gemara says, that if a person ate a Karban Pesach, the achila gasa, that mitzvah min amufchar lo kavid, of mitzvah miya kavid, that he didn't do the mitzvah min amufchar, because it's not a shay, the Beis Halevi explains, because it's not called achila, it's not called a mais achila when you're eating an achila gasa. That's what the Gemara says, someone eats achila gasa, b'yom ha-kippurim is pater. So it's not called an achila when you eat an achila gasa. So what does the Gemara mean when it says mitzvah min amufchar lo kavid, mitzvah miya kavid? It means you didn't do the mitzvah of achila sakarban, but you did the mitzvah sheyehei ne'echal. That applies to every other karban, that at least it got eaten. But that's the din by Karban Pesach specifically, that that's not good enough, that there needs to be an actual achila as well. So now the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, b'mayu kimta, what did we say the Braisa was talking about? B'tumas basar. We said that when the Braisa was referring to tuma, it meant tumas basar. Ema seifa, but then the seifa of the Braisa, where the Tana asks that there's a reason to learn arla from pigle and not from tuma, done in davar shalohu tar miklalo, midavar shalohu tar miklalo. We said, you know what arla and pigle have in common? Is that there are no exceptions to the rule. Val tochiach tuma sharihu tar miklalo. But as far as the psul tuma, there are exceptions to the psul tuma, as opposed to arla and pigle, where there are no exceptions. So b'mai, what sort of tuma could we be talking about, where we're going to say, where the Bryce is going to say, you know, there are exceptions to this rule of Tumah. Ilema b'tumas basar, if we're talking about the actual Tumas basar, sahechu hutra. What do you mean there are exceptions to the rule of Tumas basar? Even a carbon seaboard that's docha Tumah, that only means you're allowed to be makrovit when the people are tameh, when the seaboard is tameh. But the basar cannot be nechal b'tumah. You're never allowed to eat the basar of a carbon b'tumah. So if we're talking about Tumas basar, we're not talking about the Tumah of the people, how could we just say that it's hutra miklalo, that there are exceptions to the rule? There aren't! Elapshita b'tumas gavri. Must be that we're talking about tumas gavri. We're talking about the tumah of the people. Ve'heichahutra miklala b'tzibur. And what do we mean that there's an exception to the rule that of the problem of tumah? B'tzibur. That if the tzibur is tameh, you could bring a carbon tzibur b'tumah. So reisha b'tumas basar, sefer b'tumas gavri. So again, the same braisa starts out talking about tumah, it's talking about tumas basar. And then when it continues talking about tumah, it's talking about tumas gavri, it's talking about the people and not the basar. Why does that change? Why would that change in the middle of the braisa? Reisha b'tumas basar, v'sefer b'tumas gavri, says we're in shame tumah kaparach, exactly like we said before, that it's not such a kasha that the first half of the braisa talks about tumas basar, and the second half talks about tumas gavri, because we're talking about the shame tumah, the concept of tumah, and is there an exception to the restrictions of tumah by other karbanos? Yeah, there is, and that's when there's tumas gavri, that there's a din called tumah hutra b'tzibur, v'ibay seima b'tumas basar, or maybe the whole thing's talking about Tumas Basar. The Heichu Hutra, where do we assume that there's an exception to the rules of Tumas Basar? But Tumas Pesach, you have it by the Tumah of the Karban Pesach. Ditnan, Pesach Haba B'tumah, let's say Rov of the Tzibur Ratame, they're allowed to bring a Karban Pesach B'tumah, so Mela, the Basar, the Pesach, obviously becomes Tameh, because all the people are Tameh, meaning it's unusual, really, because the idea of Karban Pesach is unusual in another way. This is important to point out also, as we're going through the second half of the Masechta. Most Karbanos are either a Karban Yachid, or they're a Karban Tzibur, right? Now, when something is a Karban Yachid, it means that the individual brings it. So if everyone wants to bring, you can have all the Klal Yisrael bring Karbanos, but it's still a Karban Yachid, because each one is bringing their own Karban, and it relates to them. Karban Tzibur is a Karban on behalf of the entire Tzibur, like the there's one carbon tamid brought each morning, one carbon tamid brought every afternoon, and that carbon is for everybody. Tumah hutra b'tzibur is generally by a carbon tzibur. A yachid can't say, well, I'm tameh, so I'm going to bring a carbon yachid. But when it comes to carbon pesach, the carbon pesach is like this hybrid. In a sense, it's like a carbon yachid because everybody brings one. We're going to see that the amount of carbonos pesach in the heyday of the Beis Hamikdash was keflayim kiyotze mitzrayim. There were millions of carbonos being brought on Erev Pesach Chuan and walking around knee deep in blood because of the millions of carbonos pesach that were being brought. Yet, it also has elements of a carbon tzibur. You have this concept, tumah hutra b'tzibur. Ooh, so if you're going to say tumah hutra b'tzibur, it means rova the tzibur is tameh, and they're all bringing their own karbanos. So by definition, they're all being metameh, the actual bus of the karban. You don't have that anywhere else. Because even when tumah hutra b'tzibur, the guy who's actually bringing the karban is not going to be tameh, right? Meaning he'll have someone bring it. But the tzibur on whose behalf it's being brought. So it's not going to be nechal b'tumah. Other karbanos are not going to be the achila is not important either, so it's not going to be nechol b'tumah. So Pesach, which is ba b'tumah, is nechol b'tumah shelo ba mitchilah. So el achila, because the whole purpose of Karm Pesach is only for achila. Again, that's the pasuk of this parsha. Ish lufi achlo. So when the Torah allows being makrif b'tzibur b'tumah, it's saying to even eat it b'tumah. So as opposed to other karbanos, the achila doesn't matter. It could be brought by a tamei person by other karbanos, but there wouldn't be an achila b'tumah. You wouldn't have by other karbanos. Okay, so that's the end of that conversation. Now, we had said previously that Rav Ashi understands Rav Chisda's shita, that if a person shechs the Karban Pesach, al menas that arelim should have a kapara, arelim who are not even registered on the karban, should have a kapara through the zrika, it's possible because that's called shinoi bailim. These arelim aren't even registered here. An arel is considered a bar kapara because he could mal himself. So Rav Chisda holds we apply hoil l'chumra, right? So that even though normally only it would only possible if it's la'acherim, people who could be registered on the carbon but aren't, arelim are also considered people who could be registered on the carbon but aren't, since they could also get themselves a mila. So Masr Rav Huda Rav Shua haPesach Shavra Shnasa, we have a Bryce that tells us that let's say you have a seh that was born in the previous year before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you designated for a Karban Pesach, but you were not makrivit. And now this year, it's no longer kosher to be makriv, because a Pesach is only kosher when it's a baby, when it's in its first year. Zachar ben Shana, the pasuk in this week's parsha says. So it's not right for a Karban Pesach. So the halacha is it has to be used as a Karban Shlamim. Ushchato bizmano, and then you shechter an Erev Pesach this year, after Chatzos, which is the Zman of the Karban Pesach. Lishmo, and you do it l'shem Karban Pesach, because but it's no longer a din Pesach, it's now a shlamim because it's too old to be a Pesach. So what you essentially did is you took a shlamim and you shechted it l'shem Pesach. V'cheina shochet acherim l'shem Pesach, or you take other karbanos and you shechted l'shem Pesach. You take some other ola or shlamim or whatever and you shechted l'shem Pesach bizmano, on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Lezer posted, Rabbi Lezer says, Pasul, because any Zevach that shechted l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach is going to be Pasul. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Rabbi Yeshua says it's kosher because in Zvachim Dav Beis we say that kol Zvachim that Nizbuchu Shlo Lishman are ksherim. So Taima Bizmano, it sounds like the whole machlokas is only because you chose to do this on Erev Pesach. Hashalob Bizmano, but if you were shechting your Ola, your Shlamim, your whatever on L'shem Karban Pesach on today, on some other day of the year, kosher, that it would be kosher. So wait a second, according to Rav Chisda, that we apply the principle of Hawil, v'amai, why would Shechtin Karmen Shlomim L'Shem Pesach on any other day of the year be kosher? Name a Hawil b'zmano pasul, shalom b'zmano nami posel. Why don't we say that since b'zmano it would pasul, so even shalom b'zmano it should pasul. Since if you would wait and shecht it on Erev Pesach, it would have become pasul. So now that you're shechting it not on Erev Pesach, it should be ki'ilu. You did shecht it on Erev Pesach and it should be pasul. Just like Rav Chisda says, a person who has a machshava for an orel who's not manoy in the carbon, who's not one of the manoyim, is not one of the registrants on the carbon, since he could mal himself, so it's considered as if he is mahul, why don't you say hawal over here as well? Some rapapa, shiny hasam, no. When you're shechting a shlam l'shem Pesach, that's totally different. Rav Chisda is going to be moda that we don't say hawil. Da amar kra v'amartem zevach pesachu. Who b'havyaso that it should be a pesach b'havyaso that you should bring it l'shmo and the pasuk is being memayit lo hu l'shemacherim v'lo acherim l'shmo. You can't bring a pesach l'shem other karbanos nor other karbanos l'shem a karban pesach. You have to dafka bring a pesach l'shem pesach. So since we learn to pasul the karban pesach that's brought l'shem other karbanos and to pasul other karbanos that are brought l'shem pesach, so we link those two halachos with each other that bizmanos who pasul Bismano on Erev Pesach, where the carbon Pesach cannot be brought shalol l'shma, so too, that's when other carbonos cannot be brought l'shem Pesach. But shalol bismano, shu kashal l'shem acherim. Remember an unusual thing about a carbon Pesach. If you bring a carbon Pesach l'shem ashlamim today, it's kosher. With shalom bismano, when you do it shalom l'shmo, it's kosher. If you bring it not on Erev Pesach and you have it l'shem shlamim, it's going to be totally kosher. So acherim ksherim l'shmo, and therefore we should say the same thing. If you take a carbon shlamim and shecht it l'shem a carbon Pesach throughout the rest of the year, it should also be kosher. Okay, so that explains why we don't apply hoil in that case because we have a special limud. Now the sugya is going to discuss why it is that we distinguish between shechting with a machshava liochav shalol liochav, where we say the carbon is going to be kosher, versus machshava l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo, where the carbon is pasul. So first we bring a story, and through that story we're going to be able to enter into that conversation. But the conversation is really about why there's a difference between, on the one hand, the ochav v'shalol liochav, and on the other hand, l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo. So Rabbi Simlai yosel kameid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Simlai came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amrlei, and Rabbi Simlai said to Rabbi Yochanan, Nisni limar sefer yuchsin. I want you to teach me the braisa that talks about, Divrei Yamim, talks about sefer yuchsin, talks about the yichus. Amrlei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Simlai, Mehechanat, where do you come from? So Amrlei, Milud, I hail from Lud. Vehechan v'savach, and where do you live? Binarda, currently I live in Arda. So Amrlei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Simlai, Ein nidonin, lo luludim v'lo l'nardan. I'm sorry, sefer yuchsin is a book that is closed for people from Lud and for people from Narada, because you are not miyuchasim enough to learn Sefer Yuchsin. V'kolshkein da'at milud u'mosavach b'Narada. If either one of your locations would have been enough to pasul you from learning Sefer Yuchsin, kal v'chomer, that you hail from Lud and you live in Narada, now that's the worst. So Kafir Rav Simlai forced Rabbi Yochanan and started pressing him va'artzei until he finally convinced Rabbi Yochanan to teach him. So Amalei Rav Simlai said to Rabbi Yochanan, Nesanya b'tlasi yarchi, I would like a 3-month course to learn Sefer Yuchsin. Shakal kala patak beis. Rabbi Yochanan took a piece of dirt and he threw it at him. So Amalei, Uma Bruria de Bitu de Rav Meir. If the brilliant woman Bruria, Rav Meir's wife, Barti de Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion, such a miyuchesses, the daughter of Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion, did time that tlas meya shmaitu biyoma, she was able to learn 300 teachings each and every day, mitlas meya rabasa, from 300 different rabbanim. She was such a learned woman, she knew everything, and she was such a quick learner, vafilu achilo yatsi dechavasa betlas and shnin, and she didn't finish learning Sefer Yuchsin for 3 years in order to learn. Vatam betlas yarchi, who do you think you are? You're going to come in and learn Sefer Yuchsin in 3 months? You're no one compared to Bruria, and you're going to be able to do it in 3 months? So Kishakal v'azil, when Rabbi Simlai started to leave Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, so he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, ma bein l'shmo v'shlo lishmo liochla v'shalol liochla. He said, okay, you're not going to teach me sefer yuchsin, at least teach me one thing. Why is there a difference between the Karban Pesach lishmo v'shalol lishmo, where we say it's pasul, and liochla v'shalol liochla, where our Mishnah said that it's kosher? So I'm like, hold me to me, Rabbanat, you are a chashv v'tam l'chacham, so tava emelach. I'm going to have to tell you, I'll answer your question because you're a chashv v'tam l'chacham. It sounded like, what do you mean? A minute ago that was about his yichus, that was about his ability to learn more quickly than Burya, but you're still a chashv v'tam l'chacham. Not everyone has to be Burya. You know, he's still a chashv v'tam l'chacham, so he deserves an answer to his question. So he says, there are four fundamental distinctions between these two categories, l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo on the one hand, and l'ochel v'shalo l'ochel on the other hand. Number one, l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo psula begufo. It's a psul in the guf of the carbon. L'ochel v'shalo l'ochel a psul begufo. It's not a psul in the carbon itself, it's psul in those eating the carbon. Number two, l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo yeshalavari suro. When it comes to l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo, you can't be mechalik, divide up the behemoth and say this is the chelik that's l'shmo and that's the chelik that's shalo l'shmo, because the machshav is on the shechita, and the shechita is for the entirety of the carbon. L'ochel v'shalo l'ochel yeshalavari suro. But a machshav that's on the basar, that could be eaten for people who are ra'i to eat and people who are not ra'i to eat it, well, you could split up the basar. This part of the meat is going to be li'ochlov, and that meat is going to be shalal li'ochlov. That cut is going to be for people who are unable to eat it. L'shmo v'shalal l'shmo yeshem arba avodos. L'shmo v'shalal l'shmo applies to all dalet avodos. Shechita kabbalah lach and zrika. L'ochlov shalal li'ochlov enu barba avodos. It only passes by shechita. And number four, l'shmo v'shalal l'shmo yeshem b'tzibur kibi yachid. Those are issues by a carbon tzibur, just like by a carbon yachid. Does not apply to a tzibur the same way it does to a yachid. Another opinion, Ravashi Amar Psula Begufa V'yev Shalavari Suro Chadamilsihi. That Psula Begufa, meaning don't list this as four separate reasons to distinguish between them, because the notion of Psula Begufa and the notion of Yev Shalavari Suro are the same thing. The Matam Amar Psula Begufa, why is it that the Shalavari is considered Psula Begufa? Mishum Yev Shalavari Suro. Because you can't divide up and say that that in the gufa behema that this part is pasul and that part is not pasul. So therefore, it's all part of the same chilik. But he doesn't disagree. Meaning, he's saying that these are the reasons for the chilik between the lishmo v'shalo lishmo on the one hand and liochlev v'shalo liochlev on the other hand. Okay, we'll have to stop there. But from Elisha is going to give the daf on Shabbos. So from Amar Rami, and I will pick up Bez Hashem on Sunday. Probably from the same location at the normal time. Everyone have a great day. And a great Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you.
You are Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Enjoy. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.